Well, yeah, and I think if an organization, a physician, any group or individual knows this information, has actually heard of this research, even if they don't, for whatever reason, agree with the conclusion. Now, you would hope that they would have some medical evidence to back up why they don't agree with it. But I think there is a moral obligation to communicate this, because it may be important, and it is important, to some patients. And I really think that just the divulging of medical knowledge, informed consent, you know, before you, I mean, let's say you're a physician and you still want to prescribe birth control pills and give people that option. I think you should be conscience-bound to say, but before you make the decision to take the birth control pill, here is some information you should be aware of. At very least, there are scientific indications and studies, scientists, physicians who have researched this, who believe that in some cases the birth control pill can cause an early abortion, by preventing the implantation of the fertilized egg or the new human being. Now, if that's important to you, if that would make a difference in whether you would choose to use the birth control pill, would you like to know the name of that booklet? Would you like to have a copy of the booklet? And when I say booklet, I mean, it doesn't have my research.
Sure. Yep.
But go to one of the medical school. I mean, I cite hundreds of sources. So go to one of those if you don't want to give the copy of my booklet. That's not the point. But make that available. At least inform them of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose if they say, well, no, I really don't want to know, then you could say, well, at least I'm doing informed consent. I mean, at least I'm giving them the opportunity. I'm making them aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would hope that you'd want to do more than that, because I think if you actually believe that life begins at conception, I think you should not dismiss these medical indications yourself. And I think that if I was a physician, I would hope that I would take this seriously enough to say I won't prescribe the pill, but at very least I would feel compelled to inform a woman of this.